The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Maddie on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Yeah, summer is here, boys, and Pretty Shady was established back in New South Wales in the summer of 2013. Their aim is to inspire young Australians to be part of the next generation that stops skin cancer one summer at a time. And, of course, when we grew up, we didn't knew nothing about this type of stuff. No. Our parents were putting coconut oil on and doing their best to get as brown as possible. We've got Robbie Madison, one of the finest athletes Australia's ever produced, is looking after Pretty Shady. .com. And Robbie, always a pleasure having you in, mate. How are you?
Mate, love being here. I'm doing good. Good to be back in Australia.
Yeah, of course. Let's talk about Pretty Shady in a moment, but what have you been up to overseas? Oh, more movies, mate, or more competing?
Yeah, we just had the viral video drop of the Skull Candy drop in, so I go up the luge track and jump down the K120, the Nordic ski jump in Park City, Utah.
As you do.
It was in the New York Post. Had a picture of Robbie in the New York Post. And, doing the drop there in Utah. Robbie, I'm looking at this Pretty Shady, and I'm saying, Robbie Madison's coming in to talk about skin cancer, and I'm saying, you know what? Skin cancer's probably
not what's going to kill
Robbie Madison.
No, you know what? It's probably something that I really need to pay attention to, and that's why when they asked me to be a part of it, I was like, hell yeah, we need to spread this word, because like you said before, like, we grew up in generation of people trying to sunbake, get brown. I mean, chicks dig it, you know. It's one of those things that
people say you look healthy if you've got a tan.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really you just need to set the colour of your skin, really, and just move on. But it's like, I notice it when I come back to Australia because, you know, some places in the world you can be out in the sun, it doesn't affect you much. But down here, you just get burnt like a crisp, you know.
And quickly, too.
Real quick. And just a little bit of preparation before you go out. If it's just a mindful thought that you're like, oh, I need to prepare, then you're in the clear, you know. If you just remember to have the shade on and take, you know, sun cream and hat, sunnies, and you know, you're doing good, and you can actually do the same stuff you're going to do, but if you just prepare for it, then you can kind of get through it without getting burnt.
I tell you right, Robbie, it's a cultural shift. I had a mate of mine who was a real identity up around the Shire, a fella called Harry Eden. He was an old footballer and a racing
champion,
identity.
Right.
And Harry, you used to see him every single morning down at South Cronulla Bar, South Cronulla Pool, and he'd be leaned up against the cement and he'd just be getting brown. And Robbie, unfortunately, Harry died. He died of skin cancer. I remember him saying to me, he said, Matty, all those bloody years, you know, he said, I was literally laying in the sun killing myself.
Yeah, and you think it's good and stuff, and, you know, a little bit of sun, it makes you feel great, but yeah, it's just something that we need to try and put into people's heads, that it's not about anything weird, it's just being mindful that it's going to kill you, and you just need to prepare for it.
If you want a tan, go get a fake spray tan. You know, it just looks better.
You can still get a bit of a tan as long as you've got your 50-plus on and stuff. And as long as you're out, you still get a little bit.
You just don't need to get the whole summer tan in one setting.
So that's a really important message. And
So prettyshady.com. What's happening in the world of
any more James Bond movies, mate? Or?
Not really. I mean, they're doing the Bond one this year, and they're going to the snow. And they asked me if I want to just be involved with the stunts, but I was like, I don't want to kind of focus on my own stuff, you know. Mm. So, yeah, but we just did the release of On Any Sunday, and that's shown in selected theatres in 2 weeks here in Australia. So I'm going to be down at the Shell Harbour one. So if anyone wants to come watch it, come to Shell Harbour, I think the 28th or 29th. And
Robbie, can you tell us about the scene in Skyfall you're in as well? Because last time we spoke to you, the movie hadn't come out, and you were telling us about it. Now everyone's seen
it. Awesome.
Man,
now,
unreal.
Where were you in Skyfall again? It was the opening scene.
Opening scene, yeah, where he goes, I think he starts off, he's in the car, and then quickly gets to the bike, and as soon as Daniel Craig jumps on the bike.
That's you.
That's me, mate.
Going across there.
So you are actually James Bond.
I was Bond, yeah.
When we were watching, and I was sitting in the cinema watching it with my oldest boy, and he's going, mate, how mad's that? And I said, mate, that's my man, Robbie Madison, man.
Well, I was just out in Istanbul the other week. I'm looking at doing a jump out there next year, and I went to the Grand Bazaar, took the missus there. And it's crazy that right now, just because the whole war going on, these little Syrian kids on the street, and it was pretty hectic, actually. But the funny thing was, I walked in there, and there's a guy selling leather jackets and perfume and all knockoff stuff, you know, and I walked past, he goes, James Bond!
Yeah, how good's that? Good on you, Robbie.
Hey,
mate, it's always a pleasure. PrettyShady.com. Make sure you get involved in that and get the generations behind us to pick up all the stuff that we didn't know about sun cancer.
Flat, put sunnies on and get into it. Get in the shade. Put on a long slurk. Look at me. I'm just
repping
it.
Right.
And for God's sake, Robbie, mate. Thanks for joining us. Mate, just be careful, mate.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG and Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.